From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. One of the lesser-known candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination is former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel. Gravel has some of the most offbeat videos on the internet, and they've attracted him a loyal following among some younger voters. As NPR's Martin Casti reports now, Gravel's media savvy dates back to his first Senate campaign in 1968.
You may have seen Gravel's most famous internet video. He stares into the camera for about 70 seconds, and then, without a word, he turns around and throws a rock into a lake. He walks away, brushing off his hands, and leaves you to figure out what it all means. Other Gravel spots are more verbal. This one compares Iraq to Vietnam.
They warned of dire consequences if we left. It would end freedom. It would end our democracy. We must fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here.
As Gravel speaks, the words men and women scroll across his face, and the word dying shows up in red.
I love it. It is a great piece.
In Anchorage, Francine Lestufka-Taylor is watching Gravel's video online. It takes her back to the days when she volunteered on his first Senate campaign 4 decades ago.
One of the things that I was reminded of was that Mike was a great talent. He was great to put him in front of a camera.
In 1968, Gravel was an upstart challenger to Senator Ernest Greening, a former territorial governor and a giant of Alaska politics. Gravel was trying to take Greening down in the Democratic primary, and he needed an edge. So he made a movie. Called A Man for Alaska, it was a half-hour version of his life story, a life that included a stint in Army intelligence.
He wore the plain clothes and heavy shades of an undercover agent. He grew mustaches of various sizes. He once walked the streets of Stuttgart with $25,000 cash American for transferring to the underground apparatus.
Taylor is now a documentary maker and founder of the Alaska Moving Image Preservation Association. She says Gravel's movie was one of the most watchable political ads on the air in Fairbanks and Anchorage, and the campaign made sure that the movie also got to places that didn't have TV.
They'd get on a Bush airplane and they'd fly to Bethel, they'd fly to Nome, they'd fly to Kotzebue, and they would show it there. They would show it in the school or whatever room was big enough.
Gravel in 68 is remembered for pioneering the new poll-driven media-style campaign. Chancey Croft, a former Democratic state legislator in Alaska, says Gravel didn't bother with the fusty old gimmicks like campaign buttons and bumper stickers.
They just weren't spending their money on that. It was a different campaign. It was a media campaign. It was the era of image appearance is reality.
The issue of the day was Vietnam. The incumbent, Senator Greening, was one of the very few senators who opposed the war at the time. In the shorthand of the 60s, Greening was a dove. But Alaska voters tended to be more hawkish, so Gravel ran TV spots like this.
New leadership for Alaska.
The proposal that the United States leave Vietnam unilaterally is an unsound one, and I think a very immature one.
The thing is, even as he was making these ads, Gravel privately shared Greening's dovish position on Vietnam. He was simply telling Alaska voters what they wanted to hear.
I said what I said back in 1968 because it was to advance my career.
It worked. Gravel beat Ernest Greening in the primary and won the Senate seat in the fall. Since then, he's been quite frank about how he passed Greening on the right. But what's important, he says, is what he did with the Senate seat after he won.
I now become opposed to the war as vigorously as Ernest Greening was. I released the Pentagon Papers in my efforts.
The Pentagon Papers, the secret history of the Vietnam War that the government tried to bar newspapers from publishing in 1971. As senator, Gravel defied that ban and entered the papers into the public record.
Would Ernest Greening have released the Pentagon Papers? I don't know. You don't know either. But I did.
In light of the admitted insincerity of Gravel's 1968 Vietnam ads, what should young voters make of his online videos today?
Well, here's what they should do. They should take the sincerity of the fact that I have grown in office, and now I come to the scene with a considerable higher degree of maturity than anybody else running for office.
The voters' skepticism has also matured since 1968. Clicking around on the internet, young voters have learned to doubt the sincerity of pretty much any overt political message they find, which might explain the appeal of a wordless video featuring a man tossing a rock into a lake. Martin Costi, NPR News.